Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Offseason is pretty much done now. Like, they added, what, 16 new players via free agency? They just drafted 9 new rookies, signed another handful. That's significant roster overhaul. Yeah. Significant. And so now what is the biggest question for the Commanders? What do you think the biggest question is kind of at this stage of the game?
Just like you said earlier about, we don't know how they're going to play. Now it's, I've had faith in this coaching staff based off of their history on other teams and what they've done, that they're going to be able to get the best out of these players. Now, the development of the talent. They pick talented people. They pick guys that are very, very versatile, athletic. Now, can they get all that stuff leading to building a team? You know, the ultimate thing is we drafted all individuals. Now we got to build a team. And I happen to believe that we have the right staff to get it done, but it does take some work.
For sure. Definitely takes some work. I think the left tackle position clearly is somewhere between worrisome and at least noteworthy. But I
think that left tackle is a problem until you have the proper person. So,
because of its importance?
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to pick a guy today and then all of a sudden that problem is solved tomorrow. That's a work in progress.
I agree with that. I think the left tackle is probably the most pressing issue. But I've been pretty clear about this. I'm not expecting them to be that good. I think they could improve a lot and the record not jump a lot. Like, maybe they go 6-11, but they're way more competitive. Remember how bad.
I just have a feeling
they had the worst point differential in the NFL last year.
Yeah. And I think there was no guidance and nothing going on with that team last year. So I just think that having guidance, having people on the same page is going to make a difference.
Yeah. It was a disaster.
Dude,
last year.
I think back to a lot of the comments that players were making last year. And then I see those same players this year. They're different people. They just don't see, like, listen, man, it wasn't good what was going on, bro.
They finished with a minus 189 point differential.
That's win a lot
worse than the Panthers, significantly worse than the Patriots. Like, it was bad. So I think we got to be cognizant of that. But a concern of mine, we were kind of running through this with both the McGee selection in the 5th and then the Jean Baptiste selection in the 7th. Where's the pass rush going to come from? Dorrance Armstrong in the last 2 years has gone for at least 7.5 sacks. I think he went 8.5 and then 7.5. And that's in limited work. So I think Armstrong gives you some pass rush immediately. Mm-hmm. I think Luvu can help you with pass rush a lot. But Farrell and Fowler are kind of just going to be rotational pieces. Maybe Henry or Andre Jones. I mean, Henry showed some real flashes in game. Jones had a really good training camp. I don't know what to expect from Jean-Baptiste. You can also get plenty of pressure and disruption from Allen, Payne, and now I would add Newton.
Just remember, Payne had double-digit sacks.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. John Allen has had close to 10, but 9.5, wasn't it?
I'd have to pull it. I don't think he's ever had double digits. But
so I say 9.5. So yeah. Those guys right there, they can also help with the sacks.
Well, I also think the scheme will move stuff around. I think that could be a huge part of it.
The scheme being one in which we're going to cater to what we have as talent on our team instead of just saying, do what I say do, that may help out too.
I do worry about generating the pressures. I think that's a real question because that helps you get off the field. Jeffrey, what would you say? We kind of know what they've got now. What remains the biggest question for you?
Well, the biggest question for me is not even a roster move. My thing is, can they put it all together? We've said we've upgraded at certain spots. We've made the necessary moves. Can we put it all together to have a better season, better record than we had last year and the year before that? Can we do that in the first year?
I go on a limb and say yes.
A lot of people say we probably going to suck. I don't get where they're getting that from for the first year. I don't get where, you know, people just think just because a new coach come in, they're automatically going to have a bad season. I think we will actually have a decent season this year, and I think it's going to come.
What is the difference between bad and decent?
Bad is
Year was bad.
Yeah, last year was bad. We were second overall pick. We
and that need was at least a coach in his fourth season.
Yeah, and I honestly think decent would at least be 9 games as your first
winning 9.
Yes, you got to at least win 9 this season, and double digit will be good. At least
double
10.
Digit would be great.
That's a high bar, Jeffrey. You got him with
Jeff is the worst. Is a tougher teacher than me, man. Yeah,
you got him going over 500 this year with a rookie quarterback, no established left tackle, and
I think who's your third wideout? Luke McCaffrey. The left tackle thing is vitally important, but I think we overstated. You can help that out tremendously with the way that you scheme up stuff.
I agree.
Offensively.
Titus Jones via Twitter said they've got to add another veteran wide receiver. Who's your third wideout today? Hell, who's your second? Jahan?
The second is Jahan still. I think the third is Jahan said that he went to another team already. When he shows up, man, felt like I got traded.
Who's your third?
It was bad last year, brother. Your third is probably Diami.
Yeah.
I'm saying. I mean, then again, I'm waiting for this offense to get together and see how they work it out. Because I just think that, listen, man, last year offensively, defensively, we did not utilize some people properly. And some people also, individual players.
Oh, no, Beckham's still a free agent.
Players got a little fed up and didn't produce. These players got to understand when things aren't going right the way you think it should sometimes, you got to still ball out.
I think having different leadership will change a lot. I'm not necessarily expecting any of this, but there are some like veteran free agent wide receivers still out there. It is interesting. Like I wonder what kind of opportunity Luke McCaffrey has to get on the field, you know, try to accomplish something. It's not zero. Like it's not zero. Landini, what would your biggest question be now?
For me, the biggest question is will the defense be able to stop people? We saw that last year. They just weren't. And I think that was a contributing factor to maybe why Sam Howell struggled at time. You know, the offense was very pass happy. And one of the reasons for that was that they were losing all the time because the defense sucked and kept getting scored on. I think if they can actually stop some people this year, that can only be good for Jaden.
And we actually thought the defense was going to be very good last year.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And some of the offensive questions, like what if Ertz can deliver? What if Eckler can deliver? You know, could that maybe take the pressure off of a third wideout? I can't help but think about a guy like DJ Chark is still a free agent. I mean, that's a guy that's had 1,000-yard seasons, and he's big. He's 6'3". Like, he would give them something they don't have.
I just think that this is not like a sprint. We talk as if they have to solve every problem this year. You may have to go into it with a little Band-Aid on certain things and hopefully correct it next year or in June, the June releases. Does somebody get released that can truly help you out? But we don't have to get everything done prior to this year. This is not a one-year fix, especially if you wanted to go for the long haul. This is a, probably a 2-3-year fix, hopefully two at the most.
Yo, Jeff and Landfill, cut that audio of Mr. Mitchell taking the very patient approach. God forbid we get to late November and there's...
But no, I mean, it's a brand new regime that seems to be working properly. But I'm just saying, I don't have the mindset that we got to solve everything in 1 year. You know, like, when you went to that draft and you were able to get these certain players in certain positions, you may miss out on one. But then you have to be smart enough to make sure your scheme and the way you do things helps out the weakest link. Per se. So we'll see.
I think there's a lot to like. I think they're building for 2025. And I think a lot.
Greg said we're going to the Super Bowl.
Of course he did.
Just like him spelling, huh?
You know where we're going? Break. We'll be right back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.